give you a sign, okay? And I want to let this machine get up to speed before you start playing. And then at the end of a tune, just let it ring, okay? Just let it ring out longer than you think it's, you need to, and that way it'll have a nice fade down at the end of each tune, okay? That's the only directions I'm going to give you. That's it.
There, Pappy.
How long now be, Grandma?
I don't know. My biscuits are just not done. It'll just take a few minutes. Okay, hurry them.
Let's just get ready and we'll get everything. The phone off and stuff. I'll take the box out there.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right.
Is that all right?
We hear a snatch of that, Larry?
Well, here's all that, Zach.
Yeah.
One time through or
something. They're just wasting that enough.
Thank you. Rachel.
I think Rachel. The kids know it more by Rachel.
Texas Quick Step.
Texas Quick Step, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I heard Rachel was.
Texas Quick Step or Rachel.
Yeah, but
in Texas, it's Texas Quick Step. Here, it's Rachel.
Rachel was some Confederate general's wife or something like that. Did you ever hear that?
No.
You made that up.
No,
I tell
tune
your
was supposed
eyes.
To be for her.
I tell your eyes. Just like me giving the hippies a lowdown on Billy in the Low Ground.
Who was giving you the lowdown?
Old boy from New York. He wanted the history on Billy in the Low Ground. I happen to think about you, know, down in Eastern Carolina. Down in the swamps, they call it the low ground. And there's a lot of whiskey being made down there, you know. And I told him, this guy named Billy, and he made whiskey back in the swamp. Every time they'd come in, get him, mother would tell him Billy's in the low ground. You know, and I just don't know. Dave Morris listening to that, about to kill him.
Put that Jubilo on please, while we're here?
Yeah.
They done got that on there, right?
No, no.
That
mark
just
that on there. You're starting on the low part.
Thank you.
Sally Ann.
Sally Ann. We better run through this one more time.
Yeah.
We're going to take a test run on
it. Take a test, yeah. I could have seen it either way. You have a feeling on that, Larry?
I've heard it both ways. Yeah.
Well, that's you playing that nice. I never heard you play that before, I don't think.
Man, we've done that a million times. Yeah. You'd ride back and sing that at Cedar Lakes. That's right. Like me, something happened. You can't remember.
You know, you played that all your life, that Sally?
That's the first time we'd ever done it together.
First time I ever did it with you.
You ever did it? You never done it that style, neither did you?
Not quite. Glenn Smith style.
Right.
No, it's Charlie Higgins.
Charlie
Higgins.
Turn it on there, weren't you, Peppy?
That's one later on, whenever we listen back to them, if we use that one, I probably play that piece as well as I play any tune that I play on the banjo. I haven't played it with him since
74.
Since Jackson's Mill.
We didn't play it. I haven't played it. I would remember that.
You do remember being there, don't you?
Yeah. Anyway, when you mix that one, if mine is coming through like I hope it did, mm-hmm. mix mine up just a little bit.
Okay.
The other stuff really doesn't matter, but I would like that one to be mixed up just a little bit.
You think that might be a good one to do a fit on banjo and leave the guitar out of it?
No, I think the guitar just fine on there.
You're making a difference to me.
Well, you're pulling out the chestnuts now, Glenn. What do you say? I say you're starting to pull out the chestnuts.
Name's
Pretty Little Widder.
I don't know whether we can do that or not. I've not done that.
Well, just go ahead and
Play it once through. We can lay down all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then sort it out later.
Well, let's make a test.
Fiddle and guitar a few times too?
Be all right with me.
Does that work for you, or do you have
sure.
to cut?
It's a little tricky.
Oh, I couldn't find it. Several loops in there, I had no idea what it had.
Thank you.
practiced on that tune.
You know what? You know what? You're playing the second part two different ways. One time you went down to an A. And then sometimes you'd play it.
I'm playing three parts.
You were doing three parts.
That's right.
All right. Well, a couple times the chords weren't right because of that. So you played it one time, and then like a first part and a second part. Couple times through. Yeah, and now it's just.
Well, he must like for a little bit.
It's a great tune, it is. Just tell me which one you're going to go to first. Play it. Play the beat, the part you're going to play first. Start on that part.
Hold it a second.
Tricky, real tricky.
I've not played that in so long.
That's a nice tune. Yeah. It's nice how it goes to that chord on the, what is it, the second or third part?
Whichever. The different part. What have you got in your head there?
Hang on your minute. lover.
All right.
Put that one down. That's a good example.
You, can we do it, you think, Gary?
Yeah. Where'd you get that tune, right? You know?
In North Carolina, but I can't remember the guy's name.
Is that from the Daylight Theater?
He said North Carolina.
One over at Sac Jerry, right?
I sawmilled, and Caleb Brewer, the bulldozer operator, he logged, he built roads, he done everything. I was with him day in and day out. I was sawing for Hanks and Combs Lumber Company. Caleb building the road and everything. And I didn't know till last year that he played a fiddle. This guy from Washington, D.C. is telling me about this Brewer guy back around Galax. I thought of everybody that I ever knowed back there. Finally, come up with the name Cale. I said, how old a guy was he? And he told me, yeah, I know Cale Brewer. And he just never, you know, he never would play out nowhere, nothing like that. And they finally brought him out of his shell in his last days.
Yeah. That's the way it seems to go. He played with the Stoneman sometimes, Pop Stoneman. A little bit. That's probably when he was younger, though.
Yeah. But I worked with him day in and day out, and didn't know he played fiddle.
Put it right on.
I don't know anything about that damn gun. He said, I've no that gun ever since it was a pistol. Talk like it growed up.
Nice, yeah.
I just tell him, Jerry, these old guys, one of them trying to trade a rifle to another. He got a chance, and he asked another old man, he said, do you know anything about that old rifle? He said, that's a good one. He said, I've known it ever since it was a pistol. What's the name of that banjo?
That's a homemade banjo.
My daddy's old banjo had a black streak up the neck like that.
A lot of the old banjos that were the better banjos had that.
You know anything about a Kalamazoo banjo? Is there many of them around?
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I've seen those. I don't know.
What about mail order banjo?
Is it an off-brand Gibson or something?
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Cause I had a Gibson guitar one time. It's a W.L. Porter Special. He had the Gibson company to make him this bunch of guitars, and it wasn't a thing in the world but a Gibson guitar. Mm-hmm. He told me it wasn't. But it said W.L. Porter Special.
On here?
On the guitar. Yeah, on the neck.
Well, Glenn, got anything else down here? Anything else down here in this key?
You played for me one time, and you swore since that you didn't do it.
Oh, he swore to lots of that.
What?
Patty on the Turnpike in D minor went like something.
Patty on the Turnpike and...
Just right there. I've played that right along with you. That was about 1972 at Droop Mountain.
I can't start it there. Well, as old man Oscar said, we done things back when we were younger, different.
Want to go into A?
Hit her, boy.
You guys want to get rid... Whenever you guys want to do Say Old Man, on banjo and fiddle, I'm going out and get some real super glue.
All right.
I think that stuff is a little different. It's not thin.
Yeah, it's more off my finger, too. Give me the capo and I'll just do it now.
Do what?
I'll go into E now.
Are you going to do it now?
Yeah. We're balls now.
Okay.
Good. Spit where we please now, won't we?
Where's a drugstore or something like that around?
Yeah, go right downtown here and to the corner. Well, in other words, just follow 14 right on out in a little shopping center, supermarket. And
the way we come in from Grantsville. The way we came in from Grantsville.
No, like you're going to Parkersburg.
Oh, okay.
There's a drugstore in the Cardinal Market.
Okay.
Just be a watching. It's on the right.